Item 14. Captain Green, you have a repeat offender.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Willie Shiflett, Jr. Yes, sir. Can you come on up? Have you been sworn?
Sir.
Let me swear both of you. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Captain Green.
Yes, sir. Mr. Shiflett was charged with three offenses within a year. The first charge was November 8, 2011, was convicted in Lancaster County General District Court on the 14th of December, 2011. Second offense would be Gloucester County, Tuesday, 15th of May, 2012, for possession of dark sponge crabs, was convicted in General District Court in Gloucester County on the 13th of June, 2012, and charged in Middlesex County on Thursday, the 1st of November, 2012, for harvest oysters and closed season Rappahannock River, which is the same offense in, as number one, was convicted on the 3rd of December, 2012. All of them barely made the year time frame, but it did by a few days. His history is attached. If y'all have the copy of the certified summonses, there may be a discrepancy in the his DMV customer number and his Social Security, because if you look at those two different numbers on there, two different birth dates, it's the same person. There was a discrepancy. One used the DMV number, and the other one used the Social Security number. The discrepancy on the date of birth is by 1 year, and I don't know for sure why that is, other than it is, I have confirmed it, it's to be the same person. Address, vessel, all that was the same.
All right. Anything further? No, but we're going to just don't walk out with this summons information. That's here because it does contain the confidential information on it, so we'll collect those at the end of the meeting from your packages. Are you finished?
Yes, sir. Yes, I mean, his previous history is attached below the breakdown on the repeat offender notification. And it's
staff recommendation?
Recommendation is the same. We put in the 12-month probation. That's usually what we post in there. We typically stand neutral on that.
Mr. Shiflett, you have anything you want to say to us? You've been caught twice in the Rappahannock River harvesting oysters in a closed area, once in November of 2011 and again in November of 2012. You were convicted.
Yeah.
Where were you harvesting?
Rappahannock.
Where in the Rappahannock? Were you in a condemned area or just a closed area?
Closed.
Below the bridge, above
below the bridge.
Below the bridge. Who were you intending to sell those oysters to? And you had a market, a known market for illegal oysters? Any questions for this gentleman or Captain Green? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask Captain Green where these occurred. These were both in sanctuary areas?
All I have is closed area. I did not do the research whether or not it was a sanctuary. I believe one of them was a rotational area that had been closed. I don't believe the other one was a sanctuary, but I don't have any reason to believe that it was or was not. All I did was get the certified copies, because once the bell kind of dings off after three violations, this happened in two different jurisdictions. And within 2011, as far back as then, it's hard to get your hands on that concrete information, Latin long and stuff, unless you pull all the reports. Usually I come here pretty quick, because we try to get it to y'all as quick as we can as soon as the stuff comes in. You see how long the lag time is. So I can't tell you other than they were closed areas.
But they're, just to follow up, there are basically two closed area violations within 12 months in the Rappahannock system.
That's correct.
Okay.
What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Fox.
Well, I just have a question, Mr. Shiflett. You say Mr. Kellum buys your oysters.
Yes, sir.
Do Does he know the source of those oysters? Does he know that you were oystering in a closed area?
No, sir. Well, I didn't know the deputy did you call me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Roderick Landstone. I didn't know.
Why don't you know you're harvesting in a closed area?
It was foggy day when it went early that morning.
Say that again?
It was foggy.
Mm-hmm. Foggy. Both times you went out, it was foggy?
Well, the same time we went out, sir, they opened the place up, and there were 500 boats there, and everybody was running one another. They were running me last year, then busted my boat. So four of us went off and looking. We found some oysters, but it was over. We didn't know it.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
I've moved to accept the recommendation and for the one-year revocation.
Is there a second to the motion?
One-year revocation.
Is it one-year revocation or probation?
The recommendation is probation. One-year.
So you come back, then we consider revocation at that point. Is that mm-hmm. generally been what? I know we've done.
If he gets another violation during that year, he comes back. We consider revocation at that point, certainly.
The probation, then.
But only one violation needed, not
one.
Not
one violation.
Right.
You understand, Mr. Yeah. Shiflin? Was there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any comments on the motion? All those in favor? Do you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to say with two closed area violations within 12 months, I would have supported at least some revocation with a concurrent probation, but
I'll entertain that if everybody feels as though there's a failure to understand. I don't hear any explanation for the violation that is plausible, other than is it in an area where he could lawfully be harvesting and he gets wayward and takes from an area that's closed. I don't hear that as an explanation. So it's a knowing violation in my view. That's why my instinct was revocation. And though I heard probation, I didn't process it. But if it's the pleasure of the commission to go forward with probation for a period, I mean, I don't want to be more severe than what my colleagues believe, you know, should be set punishment.
We have a motion for one-year probation. Any further comments on the motion?
Well, hold on. I'm kind of concerned. This summer here, we have a charge in Lancaster on Tuesday the 8th, 2011, but then we have another for the dark sponge crab. But you said there were two in a row that were close together. Oh, okay, the next one down, the 2012, though.
In 12 months.
Oh, within 12 months. Okay, excuse me. Yeah, just a couple days.
The current policy is you get invited to the commission for a hearing like this when you have three violations in a 12-month. Now, having said that, we have a law enforcement subcommittee that's been meeting to sort of reconsider that in light of the severity of some offenses like harvesting condemned oysters or harvesting in a sanctuary. You know, we'll, you know, I'm sure that committee will be reporting to us sometime in the future, but for now, we're I guess, operating under the existing policy. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion carry. 12 months probation, Mr. Shipley. Thank you, Captain.